Part of the allure of the modified mRNA technology behind Moderna and Pfizer's COVID vaccines is how easy it is to update. All you have to do is reprogram a string of genetic code and voila, you can make a new vaccine tailored to fight dangerous new strains of the virus. But the booster shots that the White House wants to roll out next month likely will not be re-engineered against the ultra-contagious Delta variant. WBUR's Angus Chen joined Bob Oakes to talk about why, and he started by explaining how the technology works.
The mRNA-based vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, and also the Johnson & Johnson DNA-based vaccine, all contain a string of genetic code based on the original coronavirus's spike protein. Our cells use that code to make this spike protein, and then they build immune molecules that can neutralize it. The thing is, this string of code is easily reprogrammed. So vaccine makers can rewrite it and make it based on the Delta genetics or any other variant you might want to counter. It's also not a big deal from the manufacturing side because you don't really have to change what you're doing to make that updated vaccine.
So if it's that straightforward, Angus, how come the booster shots are unlikely to be updated?
Well, I spoke with Harvard immunologist Dr. Dan Baruch about this, and he said updating the vaccine should theoretically provide better protection against Delta. But in reality, it probably wouldn't make a big difference. And that's because Delta isn't that different from the ancestral coronavirus in its physical shape and form. So the antibodies from the original vaccine should still work against it. Dr. Baruch thinks there's another reason why Delta is causing cases among vaccinated people.
The increased breakthroughs with the Delta variant is probably more related to its hyperinfectiousness rather than its intrinsic ability to evade antibodies.
Basically, when you're infected with the Delta variant, you end up breathing out a lot more virus than you would if you had the old coronavirus. It's a lot more transmissible as well, so people are both more likely to be exposed to it and be exposed to more of it.
But Angus, if there's even a small benefit from using an updated vaccine as a booster, then why shouldn't it be developed and why shouldn't we take it?
Part of the issue is right now there are millions of vaccine doses in storage across the United States, and they are effective against the Delta variant, especially when it comes to preventing severe illness or death. Updating the vaccine now might draw public faith in those doses, which concerns Dr. Benjamin Linus. He's an epidemiologist at Boston University.
I don't know what message it would give if they said, oh, we have a new highly, specially engineered vaccine for Delta. Does that generate concern that the original vaccine didn't work against Delta, which is absolutely not true?
Linus and other health experts I spoke with said the goal right now is really to vaccinate as many people as we can in the United States and in the rest of the world. Using a vaccine that still works is a better way to do that than waiting for an incremental gain in efficacy that we might get from an updated vaccine.
But Angus, don't you think that any COVID booster shot, updated or not, is going to be greeted with skepticism from some members of the public reluctant to take it?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. I mean, vaccine skepticism has been something that is, has been going on in the United States for quite some time. I don't think a booster shot is going to change that or do anything to really fix that. I think what a booster shot does do is it helps people who might really need that extra protection to stay safe against the Delta variant. I think what's a more important question when it comes to booster shots is whether or not these shots would be better put to use by sending them, around the world or around the country to people who are unvaccinated and want to be vaccinated, but haven't had the access or the ability to do that yet. And I think that's something that public health experts and officials are going to continue to grapple with and think about for some time.
That's WBUR's Angus Chen speaking with Bob Oakes.